there are toppings that are difficult to understand and it looks like blah 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 nothing, but the essence is there. So when you're listening to something, you should be careful about what? Not about the thing that you're listening, the outcome, what will happen to you when you listen to that. Because that one is like a wine. It's important that what will happen to you when you drink it. The word philosophy and all that. It's not important because that's only a tool. What will happen to you when you use that tool? That's important. When you compare things, you compare two different things, so what? It happens inside you. Something will change. So your thought will change something in you. Even the things that you're listening, the stories, the teaching and all that, they have a different reaction in you. That's what you should concentrate on. So there are two kind of wine. The first wine is the wine of
Musk or
Huck. You remember Huck? That word. The real one, the true one, the just and justice. That's Shaul Huck.
So he's saying Huck, the God here is the Huck. He's using Huck for.
Here he is Huck.
So you think Sharab?
This is Sharab is one.
Sharab, yeah. Sharab. Sharab.
Sharab Huck. Let's read about only plain words, but it means that wine of Huck will end up like something that it smells very good. There's most something
aftertaste.
Something that has a good aftertaste. Bade ra khatmash bogat gandar azab. Bade means wine, but it's not wine in Arabic. Sharab is Arabic, bade is Persian. The second one, he doesn't refer to some other kind of wine. I said there is one wine of Haq, and there is the wine. This wine will give you headache, but it's not important. It doesn't refer inside to go to the headache and that kind of stuff. He chooses a better team here to refer to the subject that he's trying to describe. He's talking about the wine and smell. Because you know the smell is very important. The smell is something that will give you the information before, normally before you arrive over there. This smell has plays a lot of roles in this stories we talk about. Because when you are not there yet, the only thing I can do, what can I do to make you interested to go to the garden of a flower? I cannot bring the garden in here. I can only one rose or maybe one leaf. Bring it here and let me smell it. And that smell will attract you to go over there. Right? That's important in the path. Here I say there is that wine of Huck which will let you smell fantastic. And there is this wine which will let you smell awful. So you don't feel it, the others will understand that you're listening to the wrong thing or right thing. You cannot be, you cannot do the self-diagnosis here. The others will understand. That's how he plays with the word. Okay, that was the conclusion. Yes.
So what is the word for bade? What is the other word for wine, the other Persian word for wine?
Bade is the word.
It's wine, means wine, like.
Or is it more vinegar?
One?
No.
Bade.
Yeah.
Rubala has nothing to do with vinegar. Sharab has something to do with sirke. Means the wine has something to do with vinegar. But with bade, we mean the stuff that will make you drunk, something like that.
But do you use sharab as well?
Yes.
As wine?
And what about May?
Oh, maybe something else.
Mayhane, at least the tavern.
Yeah. There is May, there is Bade, there is Sharab, and there are May. Because there is Arak.
Oh, Arak.
Yeah,
Arak. Which is Rocky.
You know what Arak is?
you don't mean Arak or Arak?
No, Arak.
Arak is it's different versions of the same. They call it different thing.
Yeah, it's...
Condensation.
Yeah.
That's what that's comes from. Exactly, condensation. Because this is fermentation, wine is fermentation, the hard alcohol is condensation.
Distillation.
Distillation. And the distillation will be called tariqa.
As in tariqat?
No. I cannot pronounce it.
Sorry.
Stephen. Do not try to put them all together, not even you, because even you will be confused when it becomes a Persian language. Because they have all this, yes, it's main, it's body, it's Arab, it's sharab.
Because sharab in Arabic means drink, anything that is.
Yes, but not for Iranians. For us, shal is only alcohol. The wine is only wine. When we say mashrub, then you cannot believe this. Now in Iran, you go and you will see in the menu mashrubat ghayr alkoholi. That comes from souk, which is mastic, you know. But they write mashrubat ghayr alkoholi, means the wine, non-alcoholic wine, and they want to serve you coke. Because shal to us is the wine. It is not drinkable. Yeah, in Arabic means drinking, sure. But we don't use it that way. Okay, we finished one little story. This was one of the smallest, but one of the most important ones that you could ignore simply. First of all, because it's one paragraph, he made it in a way that he made it. This was some small note, and it was. Because it's not the time for this. All the things that you heard in this story, you will really get it when we pass book 5. It takes time for this one to understand the importance of this. He made it short. Just make a note. Story of the parrot. The parrot who converted. Comparison is ridiculous. Because comparison, first of all, comes with what?
Not looking at the exception. So comparison assumes knowledge.
Not looking at the exception. Why is it so difficult?
Our head moves us to compare, to look for rules.
Yes, but I was trying to explain something more than that. I tried and failed.
Oh,
don't worry, I'm used to that. He talked about the comparison and he said, this comparison is silly, let go of it. Right? This is what he gets from the story.